We go all around the world and tell stories about indigenous communities that are fighting to protect their land. And usually at the heart of indigenous peoples' territories, there are sacred places that are supremely important to the culture because they are the places of ceremony and things have happened there. There's stories attached. There's and as you can tell in Alaska, you know, they're just places that are inherently powerful. And indigenous people tend to have great reverence for those places, and they're threatened by dams and logging, and mining is a big threat to many indigenous territories, oil and gas. So protecting sacred places is a big international issue for indigenous people, and I've been trying to tell those stories.
And where were the places that you went to find those stories?
The film series goes through the Altai Republic of Siberia, which is part of Russia, and they're fighting a gas pipeline through a World Heritage Site and a sacred burial ground area just west of Mongolia. Then we go to Northern California, where the Winnemem-Wintu tribe is fighting a dam that would flood their traditional territory and sacred sites. Then we go to Papua New Guinea and Canada in the second hour, where mining are the big stories. In Papua New Guinea, there's a Chinese government-owned mine that is polluting a sacred river. And in the tar sands of Canada is just a... it's like Mordor. It's like Armageddon. It's just this unbelievable industrial scene going on in the middle of the boreal forest. And the traditional Athabascan-speaking people out there are suffering cancer and deformed fish and real great impacts to their culture and river and air quality. In the third hour, we go to Ethiopia and Peru. And in the final hour, we go to Australia and Hawaii.
Was it a challenge for you to gain access or talk to people in these places? Because as you're saying, it's sacred land to them. And so it might be a place where they don't want outsiders to go.
Yes. So as a white male coming into indigenous communities saying, hey, I'd like to help you protect your sacred places, there's always deep skepticism. And when I started 35 years ago with the Hopi and the Navajo, in an era where filmmakers were not welcome and sacred places were really secret and taboo subjects, it was even harder then. But over the years, many indigenous communities have come to feel that sharing limited information with people they trust is a good strategy. And so there's been a slow evolution over all these years where it has become a little less hard.
So now the project is complete and you're traveling around to share it with people. Why did you want to come to Alaska?
You know, Alaska has many of the issues that are going on all over the planet. You know, there's economies that are based on tourism and visitors to beautiful places or national parks. There's always indigenous communities living in the middle of these landscapes with complex issues that go back hundreds of years. And so there's these conflicts over what is a sustainable and appropriate use of land and what's good for communities. I think everybody wants to protect the earth and have clean water and have jobs. So these are really complicated issues. And we make films that bring all these pressure points and conflicts and different value systems and display them. And that triggers really interesting dialogue.